This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Star campaigners of many political parties are conversing in favor of their candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. As Kerala is gearing for Lok Sabha election in the second phase on 26 April, top leaders of major political parties are visiting the state for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed public meeting in Alathur constituency. During his speech, he accused the left government of hindering the state's development programs in the southern state. He also spoke about various promises and development programs mentioned in the party's manifesto. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a mega rally of the UDF at Kozhikode this evening. He will also participate in various programs today and tomorrow in Wayanad constituency, where he is seeking re-election for a second term. LDF leaders Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhashini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. The enforcement agencies have made a record seizure of over 4,650 crore rupees before the first phase of polling for the 18th Lok Sabha elections commences on Friday. The Election Commission has said that this marks a sharp increase over 3,475 crore rupees seized during the entire 17th Lok Sabha election in 2019. The Commission said 45% of the seizures are of drugs and narcotics. It said the seizures have been possible by comprehensive planning, scaled-up collaboration and unified deterrence action from agencies and proactive citizen participation. The poll booth stated that 100 crore rupees seizure was made each day since 1st March of this year. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said the new technologies such as artificial intelligence and advanced analytics are improving tax governance and helping curb tax evasion. This enhances the trust of the taxpayers in the system, which in turn encourages greater tax compliance. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the valedictory session of induction training for 76th batch of Indian Revenue Services IRS at National Academy of Direct Taxes in Nagpur today. The Governor of Maharashtra, Ramesh Bais, and Chairman of Central Board of Taxes, Nitin Gupta, were present on this occasion. The Chief of Army Staff, General Manoj Pandey, has left on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan from today. The Defense Ministry said the visit aims at strengthening mutual understanding and bilateral defense cooperation between the two nations. He will engage in dialogues with the top defense leadership of Uzbekistan, which is pivotal in fostering stronger military cooperation. The ministry said the visit by General Manoj Pandey aims at strengthening military cooperation between India and Uzbekistan, besides exploring new avenues of collaboration between the two nations. In Sikkim, election campaign for simultaneous elections for the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the state legislative assembly is underway in full swing. The ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, opposition party Sikkim Democratic Front, BJP, Congress and newly floated Citizen Action Party are making all-out efforts to garner support of the electorates across the state, which will go to the polls on the 19th of this month. In the southwest district of Gyalsing, the ruling party of the state and the opposition parties are blaming each other for fomenting violent activities in the area to threaten the supporters of rival candidates. The ruling SKM organized an election rally yesterday from Pechrek Danda to Burmek Bazaar in Gyalsing. Speaking at the rally, the party leaders highlighted the development activities taken by the state government under the leadership of Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang in the past 5 years. SDF President and former Chief Minister Pawan Kumar Chamling also campaigned at Gangtok and addressed rallies yesterday. He assured to provide employment to the youths of Sikkim if the party is voted to power. The Congress Party today claimed that the party's wave is visible in the northeastern states. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said protecting the diversity in the northeastern states is the biggest issue there. He alleged that the diversity in the northeastern states on the basis of religion, caste, language and province is under threat today. The Ministry of Home Affairs has termed a social media post related to the Indo-Tibetan Border Police's report on Chinese transgression at the actual line of control as misleading and malicious. The ministry said social media post is misleading, malicious and ill-motivated on the sensitive issue of national security. In a social media post, the ministry has clarified that the ITBP has not submitted any such internal report to. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.